You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
We're wrapping things up here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. OBM, Ohio Business Machines, the preferred copier provider of the Cleveland Browns, knows that every day is game day in your office. Call 216-485-2000 or visit ohiobusinessmachines.com. The vast majority of you guys do not want the Browns to take a running back in the first round in this draft. They do not want it at all. Neither do Matt and I. I think they'll running back. I like Crow, and I thought he had a good interview. If you missed that, go ahead and check it out on the Browns app or clevelandbrowns.com after the fact. 216-578-0850. We've got Denny in Parma. Denny, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. Good. How are you?
Hey, listen, my perfect scenario in this draft would be, first of all, is Dupree dropping? You think he'd be
I think he's
19?
Rising.
You
Some
can
people
see him
think
anywhere.
He goes, could go in the top 10 now because Shane Ray is dropping.
Okay. Because I was linking that my perfect draft would be Shelton, Dupree, and then Max Williams. And let me ask you this question. If we did get Max Williams at third pick, do you think that takes a little bit of the sting out of not getting a wide receiver?
It does. I still think you need to get a wide receiver for the long term, though. I still think maybe you need to move. If you do something like that, maybe you move from 19 down into the mid-20s to pick up a second rounder so you can still get Max Williams and a receiver in the second round. I still think you need to get a young receiver because right now your top three receivers are Bo, Hartline, and Hawk. None of them are spring chickens.
Right, and you can't depend every year to get, you know, a fourth or beyond or undrafted free agent like Taylor Gabriel to be, you know, an active part of your offense. You know, you want highly skilled offensive players, you know, and every other team has it. You know, and I think we have some of that in Hartline and Bo, and as well as Hawkins. But now we have to go get young, because if we got Hartline and Bo, we got a little bit older. Now we need to go get that young playmaker that's going to be here the next 4 years.
Yeah, I think that's what you got to do. Listen, I think with the way that the edge rushers, and from talking to more and more people around the league, their feeling is with these edge rushers that you can still get a guy like a Nate Orchard in the third round. You can get the guy from Washington, Kikaha, in the third round. They think Eli Harold's a guy that people like a lot that could maybe be in the second round. I think there's an opportunity to get that edge rusher perhaps later if you need to get that receiver earlier.
I agree with that because also we're getting a healthy Barkevious Mingo, who was still selected number 6 overall by a regime that was here in Cleveland a few years ago. And, you know, he understands that he's got to step up. He understands this is year 2 in a scheme that could potentially feature him both as a pass rusher and a dropper. So we will see how things go. But Barkevious Mingo needs to step up. And so that means whatever pass rusher we get, if not in the first round, can learn the ropes and not have to come in and be a 6-plus sack a year guy for us.
Well, you certainly hope they can come in and contribute right away. But you're right. The pressure on them to necessarily come right out of the gate and be a massive contributor is not as high because you do have Mingo and you do have Kruger right now in those starting spots on the outside. But getting one person who can come in here and get to the quarterback will be very, very important, I think, for this team going forward. And again, that's if you're asking me what I need. Coming out of this draft, I think we need an interior defensive lineman that can help stop the run. We need a guy who can get to the quarterback, rush the passer. You need that wide receiver that can stretch the field because you don't really have that still right now. If you can get another tight end, that's fine. I don't think that's as necessary right now, but one later in the draft. Doesn't have to be a starter. Hausler can start right out of the gate with Hausler, Dre, and Barnes. You have three veterans. And you need somebody on the interior of the offensive line that can, you know, come in a guard and maybe play a little bit of center.
And with 10 picks, we can do that.
All that. Right.
You can get a safety
to back up Dante Winter. You can get an inside linebacker to back up Carlos Dansby. As some of the players that are getting a little bit older need to be turned over, and you can get some young guys in to go ahead and help you do that. Overwhelmingly, as I said, people do not want the Browns to draft a running back in round number 1. The guys who got the most votes for favorite draft guru is probably Dane Brugler got a lot. Daniel Jeremiah got a lot as well in terms of being a guy who had been a scout in the AFC North working with the Ravens most recently. Dane's our guy, which is good, too. And then other people really like Bill Polian. He said Bill Polian was a GM and has his own opinions, which are very different than other people's. He is 100% against Danny Shelton, Bill Polian, just for the record.
Yes, he is, and a huge fan of Shane Ray, who he said was the next Evan Mathis.
Robert Mathis, yeah.
Robert Mathis, I'm sorry.
Robert
you're right.
Mathis, yep,
you're right.
From, back Robert. From his team there in Indianapolis when they had Mathis on one side,
yes,
Dwight Freeney on the other.
Believe me, I saw it firsthand.
They could get to the quarterback.
And Mathis was so good. And all he did was learn Freeney's spin move, and then he got really, really good.
Yeah, those guys could have a meeting at the quarterback. Yes, they certainly could. All right, stay tuned, folks, right here on ESPN 850 WKNR for the Golden Boys. Matt and I will be participating in a draft preview show tonight from 7 to 9 on the Cleveland Browns, PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network, so we'll look forward to doing that. So you can check that out. Also, of course, on the Browns mobile app, you can get the interview with Crow that we had earlier today if you missed it. Thank you for all your great calls, and we'll be back with you tomorrow.
Tomorrow, just a heads up,
yep.
Dane Brugler at 2 o'clock.
Dane Brugler at 2 o'clock and Carlos Dansby, the Browns veteran linebacker, tomorrow. So we're loading it up here, getting ready for the draft on Thursday when it's going to be all about calling your shot. Friday we'll be reacting. So two more days of draft prep here on Cleveland Browns Daily.
Driven by Liberty Ford.
Stay tuned for the Golden Boys. See ya.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.